ブッシュ大統領から同時多発テロとイラクとの関連を探すように指示された。ホワイトハウスの元テロ対策担当者が同時多発テロをめぐる政権の内幕を暴露しました。
It was Iraq, Saddam, find out, get back to me. Let's bomb Iraq.
ブッシュ政権の内幕をこうぶちまけたのは、去年3月までテロ対策担当の大統領特別顧問を務めていたリチャード・クラーク氏だ。発売されたばかりの著書の中でクラーク氏は、ブッシュ政権はアルカイダの危険性を過小評価していたなどと指摘。そして同時多発テロの翌日も、アルカイダではなくイラクとテロとの関連を調べるようブッシュ大統領から強い口調で指示されたとしている。問題となったのはテロ直後の対策会議だ。
The president in a very intimidating way left us, me and my staff, with the clear indication that he wanted us to come back with the word that there was an Iraqi hand behind 9/11.
Did he ask about any other nations
no,
other than Iraq?
No, not at all. It was Iraq, Saddam, find out, get back to me. He didn't ask me about Al-Qaeda. And while the World Trade Center was still smoldering, while they were still digging bodies out, people in the White House were thinking, ah, this gives us the opportunity we've been looking for to go after Iraq.
さらにクラーク氏は、ラムズフェルド国防長官についてもこんなことを語っている。
Well, Donald Rumsfeld said, when we talked about bombing the Al-Qaeda infrastructure in Afghanistan, he said there were no good targets in Afghanistan. Let's bomb Iraq.
これに対し、ホワイトハウスは反論に必死だ。
Yes, I've talked to him. He doesn't recall that conversation or meeting. Something, or his assertion that there's something we could have done to prevent the September 11th attacks from happening is deeply irresponsible. It's offensive and it's flat out false.
だが、ライス補佐官は微妙な言い訳をしている。
It's because as long as the Middle East is a place of terror and a place of lack of freedom and a place of lack of hope, you're going to have people who are willing to drive airplanes into the Twin Towers.
To not seek only revenge, but to win a war against barbaric behavior, people that hate freedom.And hey, what do we stand for? And this is an administration that is going to dedicate ourselves to winning that war.
Now all of a sudden, he's raising these grave concerns that he claims he had. You know, certainly let's look at the politics of it. His best buddy is Rand Beers, who is the principal foreign policy advisor to Senator Kerry's campaign.